And Yemen's Ansarullah fighters are gaining more ground in the southern city of Aden despite the Saudi-led airstrikes, which Riyadh says were aimed at halting their advance. The fighters, known as the Houthis, have advanced into the districts of Mu'alla and Qalwa in Aden. They've been engaged in fierce clashes with Al-Qaeda militants and remnants of fugitive former President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi over the past 2 weeks. In their latest battles, the Houthis have taken off the air an Aden TV station loyal to Hadi. Ansarullah fighters are struggling to secure the city amid Saudi operations to hamper their efforts. On Saturday and Sunday, Riyadh airdropped arms for groups fighting the Houthis in Aden. The city is one of the footholds of the remnants of the Hadi regime. Joining us now is Jim W. Dean. He's a managing editor of Veterans Today, and he joins us via Skype from Atlanta. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Dean. Now, first of all these gains that are being made by the Ansarullah fighters, despite the Saudi-led airstrikes on the country, what do you make of it?
Well, they hold the ground, and they have the ability to maneuver. So even though they've had some bombing attacks on them, bombing attacks always have to be based on very, very fresh intelligence. And if you have your people constantly moving, they can disrupt. But I can't see that they're really going to degrade the situation. And then also, if they have friendly people in Aden that are supporting Saudi Arabia, they have to be careful not to bomb the wrong folks. But it was interesting to see that they were doing airdrops. I saw some photos from one of those. They're really minor. It's almost like they were trying to keep the the opposition there going and fighting. I don't know why, because they're going to lose in the end anyway, and people are going to die unnecessarily. And it's just putting back. Obviously, they want to keep the fighting and killing going on rather than negotiating. And unfortunately, we don't hear anything going on at the UN, or the UN's just being ignored on getting any kind of a dialogue going.
Right. I'll come to the question of UN after this, but looking at this airdropping of arms, is that a prudent course of action in a country where there already is an Al-Qaeda presence?
Well, it's really strange. The Houthis are actually fighting some of the Hadi supporters, and they're also fighting Al-Qaeda, who's actually against them. So you have this crazy situation where we've had Saudi Arabia backing ISIL, of course, and al-Nusra, and now you have Al-Qaeda sections siding with the Saudis. So the world is really beginning to see the layers of all the intrigue going on here, and how these foreign intelligence agencies had their hooks into these so-called terrorist groups, and they can use them when they want to for whatever purposes that they need. So we're getting a real education here as to who's in bed with whom.
And speaking of the UN, as you just mentioned earlier, looking at the massive civilian debt toll over here, we've just reported on a family of eight that was killed in Saada, which included women and children. Why do you think the UN hasn't been more decisive when it comes to halting this aggression and getting the parties on the negotiating table?
Well, the UN can't really force anyone to do that. They can embarrass the guilty parties. The civilian deaths that are going on are just going to harden resistance. It's going to have all the young people wanting to sign up and defend the country. So it depends how much arms that they have. But the UN seems to be just kind of wandering around, and they're reeling back. They've had this situation with the new Arab NATO and what's been going on with Syria. And the UN has been ignored by a lot of the parties in the Mideast for a long time. It's almost like the UN is talking to themselves. But we need to get more publicity going because the U.S. and some of the Western companies, the EU, has been the only major bloc that basically has spoken against the Saudi invasion and said anything that this is crazy not to be trying to push for a political settlement.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Jim W. Dean, the managing editor of Veterans Today, joining us via Skype from Atlanta. Mr. Dean, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.